Vince is a great guy. He's a great player. I'm sure he can teach me how to barbecue, that's for sure. He knows how to do that very well. No, Vince and I talk every day. We talk about life. We talk about football experience. We talk about on-the-field things. We talk about many different things. So it's nice to be able to have a guy like that who I can talk to every day about anything.
How do you look at things through the first 2 days, workouts with your defense?
I think it's been good. I mean, I think it looks like the first 2 days of training camp. There's definitely some things we want to work on and continue to work on, but I think there's a lot of things that we're doing very well also. The group that we have works together very well, and I think that's the best part about it is we have guys who are communicating at a very high level. We have guys who are talking through things that are high-level things for being so early in camp, and we have guys who work their butts off, and I think that's probably the biggest thing of all is guys came back ready to roll. Guys come out here every single day and they put in the time, put in the effort, and it really shows.
Looks like you almost have as much fun deflecting passes out here as you do in games.
I enjoy making plays. I don't care if it's practice. I don't care if it's a game. Every single rep that I get to play football, I try and treat it like it's the real deal, like it's a game. And whether it's practice, whether it's a game, a batted ball, sack, tackle for loss, every single one's special because of how hard it is.
JJ, it seemed like the secondary guys and wide receivers were notching it up. Their intensity level a little bit today. Is that
those
to see and
lift
the team up?
I don't get to see a whole lot of the one-on-ones and the seven-on-sevens and things like that, but I know that those two groups are very competitive. I can speak more for the defensive side. I know our defensive backfield is incredible. We got a lot of guys back there, a lot of depth, a lot of very, very talented players. So it's a lot of fun to have those guys behind you because they can make you look real good up front.
Is it obvious to you that you can see that you're in the second year with Cornell, that a lot of your guys know what he wants to do, understand that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that being in the second year is huge, and guys understand the schemes, and now, like I said, we can have conversations that are much higher level than we were last year at this time, because last year at this time, everybody was trying to learn the defense, make sure we knew what we were supposed to do. Now we all know what we're supposed to do, and we can have more conversations about different schemes, different personnel packages, all these different things, and I think that's really given us that extra leg up. It's insane, man. It's like I've always said, it's never going to get old, and it never will get old. It's literally the craziest thing in the world. You know, when you walk out here at 7 or 8 in the morning, whatever time it is, and you walk across that bridge and the place erupts, I mean, there's nothing greater that you could ask for on your way to work every day. And I'm so fortunate that I get to come to work for these people, and they make it so much fun to come out here and work every day. Doesn't matter how hot it is, doesn't matter how sweaty you get, you want to work your ass off because you want to make these people proud. And it's so cool, and I'm very, very fortunate. And that's what we try and do as a team, is show these fans we appreciate them because we really, really do.
One young lady got your autograph today, and I thought she was going to come unglued.
Yeah, there's been some interesting ones. It's pretty incredible, and I just sit there and, like, I'm just a normal human being, man. I'm just a regular guy. But it's really special, and like I said, I know what it was like to be a fan one day outside of a training camp. So for me, if it takes a couple extra minutes or extra half hour, whatever it is, I try and get as many as I can in before I go inside and work out, because I realize how special that experience can be.
What's the biggest thing you hope to accomplish in this camp?
It's just the team, building our team, guys coming together, guys understanding their roles. Everybody communicating at a very high level, and just having everybody mesh and get better every single day. I think that as long as you see that daily improvement every single day, we'll be where we want to be come the first game.
You say you remember being outside that training camp when you were going. Who was your J.J. Watt?
I mean, I grew up in Wisconsin, so I spent a couple days up at a Packers training camp when I was younger. So just standing outside of a fence by the players' cars waiting for an autograph and seeing what I could get. The cooler part was just I remember sitting in the stands and watching their practices and just thinking about how cool it was that they got to go out there every day and compete and play football for a living. I mean, it was incredible. And then to see the way people react and to see the way I react if you get an autograph or something, to know that at the time I was like, I don't even know if they realize how much power they have to make somebody's day. And that's kind of why I've always been the way I have been with the fans, because I realize that even if it's just a handshake or a wave or a smile, you can affect somebody's entire day, entire mood, just by saying hello. And it's incredible. And, I mean, just to see the way they treat me out here now, I couldn't ask for anything better. I'm so lucky. I'm not going to lie. I'll be 100% honest here. So you stand outside, like, by the gate, and you don't know every player on the team. But... So I think I got four autographs. and I didn't know one guy whose autograph I got. But it's still, like, that's what was so crazy. It was like, I have no clue who this big defensive lineman was that I got his autograph. But I was so excited because I got somebody's autograph. And so, like, I can only, like, if Brett Favre would have walked out and I got his autograph, like, I can only imagine what that would have been like. So that's just kind of the mentality I've brought with every single day. And it's so much fun. And like I said, it's crazy.
You say how much you appreciate watching these as a fan. On individual drills, you can see up close what Vince Wilfork does in terms of his hands and just
right. Position.
What are your observations just watching him work, and have you learned anything
of Vince?
From him?
For a big guy, Vince moves so well. He's so fluid. He's so effective at what he does. And, I mean, you look at a guy his size and you would think there's no way he can do what he does. But he's incredible, and he works extremely hard at it. I mean, the guy is, I think, 12 years in the league now. But he's still working every day to get better. He's still finding things to get better at. So I think that a lot of guys can learn a lot from that. And that no matter how long you've been in the league, no matter how successful you've been, you still have to work your butt off every single day to stay at that level and to keep improving. And I think Vince has done that, and that's why he is where he is, and that's why he has the respect that he has.
We saw one time where you were kind of playfully boxing with him. It didn't take long for you guys to develop that humorous camaraderie relationship, has it?
Vince and I have like a brother relationship, like a younger brother, older brother relationship. So I always like... Today he told me, he said, why are you messing around all the time, man? I felt like the little brother that's like, hey, you want to play? Like, come on, let's go outside and play. Like, and he was like, he had enough of it. He was like, man, I just want to work. I was like, okay. We have fun. And that's what's fun about training camp, is that's why I said I was so excited to get back with my teammates, because of the little things before practice, catching passes during warm-ups, like just the little things. It's the little things that people would never think are cool that we are going to remember for the rest of our lives.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Thank you.